For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Monday. It's October the 15th, and we've got information about a special event that is taking place tomorrow and also this weekend. Let's start, first of all, with Ken Midkiff from the Sierra Club. But who, are you representing the Sierra Club today or the League of Women Voters?
Well, Sierra Club, but I'm also a member of the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, okay.
And a member of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Yeah. The women's thing is just... Well, we're now have gender equality.
Right, right. Okay. But Ken, you're here today to tell us about a special screening of a documentary that will be held tomorrow at 6:30. Where?
In the Friends Room at the library.
At the library. And it's called Bitter Seeds, a documentary.
It's really about how Monsanto has gone into India. They're a global company, and they have been attempting to go into Africa and Eastern Europe and all kind of other places, but they have made inroads into India, and with the, their claim that the genetically modified cotton was resistant to the boll weevil, which in fact it is, it turns out it's not resistant to anything else. And so they actually are applying more pesticides and herbicides now than before, and
the genetically engineered cotton. Mm-hmm. Cotton was originally susceptible to the boll weevil.
Right.
Okay. Now this genetically engineered cotton is not.
It's not susceptible. It has something called Bacillus thuringiensis, mm-hmm. BT, for short. It's susceptible to other things. And the farmers in India were fed the line that they won't need to use pesticides because it's resistant to an enemy of cotton, the boll weevil. But it turns out that it was susceptible to everything else.
So what's happening
now? Well, what's happening is a lot of farmers have committed suicide. A lot of farmers have gone broke. And then committed suicide, and they moved into already crowded urban areas like, you just name it, Mumbai, the other cities of Calcutta.
Was this because they were not applying pesticides because they assumed that it didn't need it?
They applied the pesticides too late because they assumed they didn't need it. You're correct. and then they applied the pesticides. And the pesticides, and one of the examples was what's called the mealybug, mm-hmm. which I think we have here, mealyworm.
Yeah.
And it attacks the cotton and kills it. And so the crops did not produce cotton. They produced a lot of bugs, but no cotton.
Yeah. So this documentary is talking about this.
It's primarily about India, but it's applicable to this country as well.
Okay.
Because a lot of a report just came out. From the University of Ohio that shows pesticide use has actually increased over with the use of GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And it was supposed to decrease substantially. Mm-hmm. It has not because they can't make seeds that are resistant to everything.
Right, right. You can say it's disease-resistant, but it doesn't mean that it is disease-resistant to everything that's out there.
That's
correct. And you might be resistant to one thing, and it's going to find its way to get something else.
And that also is another problem. They didn't bring us out in the movie, but the problem is that a lot of things that were previously resistant, that the seeds were previously resistant to, say, weeds, the weeds have now become less resistant.
Yeah, that's almost like our own bodies when we are mm-hmm. putting so many antibiotics into our bodies when we may not actually need those antibiotics.
That's another story.
Yes, it is. And then our body becomes resistant to it, and we've got a super germ. Mm-hmm. But if you want more information, the documentary is tomorrow. It's called Bitter Seeds. It will be at the Columbia Regional Library, the Daniel Boone Regional Library.
In the Friends Room.
In the Friends Room at 6:30, and it's sponsored by the League of Women Voters and...
The League of Women Voters, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and the Sierra Club.
Okay, and it's free.
It's free.
Okay. Ken Mitka, thank you so much for coming
by.
We need to get you back. Say where you are. We're going to get you back again. Now, my friend Margaret Tollerton, or is this really Margaret Tollerton over here? This could be the good fairy from Sleeping Beauty?
Yes, today.
Okay, she's all dressed up as a good fairy from Sleeping Beauty, and the reason you're in costume is you're with Missouri Cures, and you are here to plug the Monster Dash, which is coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday. Yes.
And you're in your costume. At 1 o'clock.
Yes.
At
Stevens Lake Park.
Stevens Lake Park. Okay.
And I'm in costume because participants in this event come in costume as well.
Yeah. And as you were walking down the street to get here, you said everybody was turning their head and they were smiling at you.
It was too much fun. I mean, all I needed was... my daughter's little teacup Yorkie dressed up in a costume, too, and then I would have had cars stop, probably.
Ken Mitkiff couldn't... What did you think she was?
I thought she was one of the witches from Macbeth.
She doesn't look like a witch. Go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friend, and look at what a beautiful fairy godmother you are.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Meriwether. Was one of the three. She was the one in blue, and of course, Disney's Sleeping Beauty is one of my all-time
favorites. Why didn't you
come
as Sleeping Beauty?
Because I needed to talk.
Oh, okay. That's right. So everybody is invited to come to the Monster Dash. This is a costumed, fun 3K walk.
Yes.
This Saturday.
And they can register. They can just come to our website, www.missouricures.org, and there will be a graphic there that they can just click on, and then they can start registering. Mm-hmm. So missouricures.org. It's also an event that's sponsored by the Bukowski Law Firm, Gamble and Schlemyer, Kurt Schaefer of Lathrop & Gage, Representative Chris Kelly, Focus on Learning, Nagwan, Babos, Commerce Bank, Stadium Grill, and Columbia Daily Tribune.
Okay. All those companies, businesses are sponsoring you. And this really is to bring awareness to what Missouri Cures is all about.
Well, and especially the Missouri Cures Education Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is totally focused on educating Missourians about medical research, including stem cell research.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to come and they just decide at the last minute they want to come and they don't have a costume, you're not going to turn them away.
No, but I thought about that this morning.
What, you're going to have costumes for people to wear?
Well, I might have masks.
Oh, okay.
Something.
So if you don't want to dress up, just
go. Children.
You'll have something for them. That'll be this coming Saturday, 1 o'clock, Stevens Lake Park in Columbia.
Yes.
All right. Margaret Tollerton, thank you. A.K.A. the, what are you?
Meriwether.
Fairy
Godmother.
The Fairy Godmother. Okay. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik, consumer tips for us all. And if you got any suggestions, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.